and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 332. How are we all doing? Manage the chat. Actually, yesterday was not my fault. No, I was hoisted by my own petard. The way we've had to do it, do you remember the Go Live banner and all of that malarkey? It's all still there on the homepage, but it's hidden. So what we have to do with the chat is go in, find the right block, drill down into it, and then click on the third tab, then click on the fourth option, and then click on three checkboxes. Then save that, go back up a level and save that, back up a level and save that, and then we're done. So I sets about doing that. This is why Mike does it. I'm not good with things like that. I lose interest after the first click. So yesterday I goes into it and I spots this option and I thought, oh, presets, nice. So I created two, literally, as I was supposed to be opening the chat. I started creating presets. Short version, yeah, didn't work well, did it? So when we came out, I got the evil eye from Mike. So when we'd finished, I explained to Mike what I was attempting to do, and it was okay. The second time I did it was much more effective than the first. So now we have presets. Hence, I was in early. Thank you, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, what's this? Mike's in. What's this? What's this? What's going on now? Is the short version. Let's have a look. Oh, I laughed like a drain with that.
Why are you not flopped?
She's giddy. She's had two dentisticks.
Really?
And seems to have an automation issue. I've left a bit of a toy over there for you.
Yes, I've just seen it.
I thought you might want to proceed with that. On the left, there's a voucher code. But I'm not sure if that's the one that you used, and I don't know where your clipboard is, so I'm leaving you to it. Right, so that's my basket sorted out. Put things in it for him. So, yes, it's all right now. That was far better than what happened to the other lawyer, though, wasn't it, Kim? And I've forgotten his name. Was it Tubin? Jeffrey. It's come back to me. Jeffrey, possibly.
Do you want to go out?
Possibly Tubin, Tobin. Anyway, yes, he was up to noughties. He would have got into a lot less grief if he'd have had a cat on the screen.
You want a cat?
Absolutely fabulous, that.
Cat, come on.
I love the way that it says that recording of the hearing or live stream is prohibited, and the next minute the judge publishes it. Classic. Oh, dear. Right, what a day for Jonathan. Didn't know if you were coming or going. It was one thing, it was another. How's the SSO? Did they change their mind? Oh, I do hope so. Mike would say hello, Jonathan, but I put something in his basket to sort him out, and the dog's decided he needs to go out with her, do the rounds of the estate several times, then she'll flop. The Excel thing finished yesterday, but it went on really late. It was about 9:45, I think. United were playing, but they couldn't muster a goal between them. West Ham they were playing. United and West Ham couldn't muster a goal between them, which meant it went to extra time. I don't know how your overtime thing works, but our extra time is 30 minutes. Normally, this would be a complete and utter calamity, transport-wise, because the buses stop running and the trains stop running. But seeing as though there was no crowd on, you know, COVID, it didn't matter at all. So they carried on, and United got one in extra time. So Mike did actually see all of the excitement. Comical thing, though. Do you remember my ITV that I decided wasn't worth bothering to set up again? The full issue was I had two USB hubs, and one of them refused point blank to connect to the new machine. So I thought, oh, there's no panic. It's only a TV thing. I'm not bothered. I've lived without it for 2 months. But of course, with Mike being on TV last weekend, it was a case of all hands to the pump. So I had to try and install it. Well, I got the software installed. Everything was tickety-boo. Just didn't have any channels on it. Yes, the aerial's plugged in. No, I had no channels. Mike installed it on his and he was fine. Grating of teeth in the Elaine department. Anyway, also made the fatal error of doing a system update yesterday. You know, one of those, it'll take 5 minutes and then it took 3 hours. That, one of those. So it booted up after all of that. And I don't know about you guys, but every time I boot up after, because I don't reboot often, but every time I do, I find some cheeky app has decided to auto-start itself. The one this time was the ITV. So I thought, well, there's no point in you starting, you know, because I can't get any channels anyway. Anyway, it went into this setup mode thing, which I'd already been through about 9 times. So there's no way out of it other than to carry on or force quit it. So I thought, well, I've rebooted. It's worth a go, isn't it? You know, worth a go. So I went through it again. It got to the point where it said, shall I look for channels? And I'm literally talking to my machine saying, yeah, why don't you? Go ahead. Let's see if you can find any. When I'd finished, it found 136. I had no idea there were so many sex channels or shopping channels, which, you know, to certain people are one and the same. So it was a case of untick, 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 untick. And I ended up with all the channels I needed, including, drum roll please, BBC Four. BBC Four is the only channel I'm ever likely to watch. And it had disappeared from mine. And then it reappeared on the one next door. And then it disappeared from there and it reappeared on mine. And then Mike had it and then he didn't have it. So it's a bit hit and miss, BBC Four. Luckily, it only broadcasts from 7 in the evening till about 2 in the morning. And it's got stuff like Scandinoir dramas on it and stuff. Anyway, it's back. As are all my other channels. So, a good day. A good day all round. So, what happened, Jonathan? Tell me all about it. Kim wasn't selected for jury duty. Excellent. Mike did that. I was mortified by the concept. Ridiculous being a lawyer, isn't it? We used to be exempt. Oh, life was easier then. Now we're not. So it's just a matter of time. No, I was mortified by the fact that they take all your phones off you and stuff. They don't leave you, you know, with it in your pocket but turned off. No, you've got to put it in a little safe. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This building's full of criminals. Seriously. I went with a barrister to a meeting with a client. When we got to the car park, he said, have you got any money? So I said, what do you need? So he said, oh, just for the car park. He said, I don't carry money into the cells. I thought, it's your client. Yeah, a lot of trust going on there. I will let Mike fill you in on the Excel toy. He was actually delivering one tonight, 6 till 7. Hence him only just popping in and then taking out with the dog. Ooh, you've made it clear on the SSO front, you aren't doing it now. Cannot commit to doing it in the future. There were calls on that and then domestic reverse charge questions and then testers winding up developers and you being a solo man. Why did they come up with this stupid idea? Where did they get it from? This is what I want to know. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? That's when you stick your phone in your bra. Excellent idea, Kim. Absolutely excellent. I had the tech-enabled 90 for that, so I think I've probably still got the equipment. The tech-enabled 90 was when I had the misfortune to spend the night in hospital with my iPhone 3. Yeah, the iPhone 3, I think it was. And you weren't allowed it then either, or money to get out, or anything else either. Clothes, you weren't allowed clothes. There was a lot of things you weren't allowed, and the phone was one of them. So Mike would bring the charger in the afternoon and I would charge it up and it would go in like a little pouch that was wrapped around my neck. So I don't know if you had these at school. We had like, I forget what we called them. It was like a string that went round your neck with a purse on it and it had your money in it for your lunch and stuff. But this one had another strap that went round your waist. So basically, I looked like a kangaroo. Only instead of having a little Joey in the pouch, I had my iPhone in there. Do you know, if the doctor ever got the stethoscope out, I'd be thinking, what the hell is this? Oh, never mind. That was the time that She's allergic to penicillin. What should we give her? Amoxicillin. That was that time. So I had quite a lot to worry about, and I needed my escape mechanism. I needed the ability to call a cab quickly. Oh, classic, classic. But yes, I have actually done the phone in the bra thing. Why don't bras ship with a phone pouch? I'm missing the thing here. Just think how much I could make from this idea, Mike. Need to patent it.
Doesn't like that code.
No, I didn't think it would. You had one, it was on the clipboard. But I don't know what the code looked like or when you placed the order. So I wouldn't be able to search your clipboard.
Oh, right.
But you could. Couldn't you?
Oh, weeks ago.
Well, I could search my clipboard from weeks ago, Mike. If you insist on using Alfred, that's your issue.
It is, isn't it?
If you knew when, you'd be able to go back, but you'd have to page back through it. This is why you should have a proper clipboard manager, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like Pastem. No, Copium. Copium, it's called, the one I use. Jonathan, you need like a vest. Mummy Isaacs would approve of this. A tech vest. Ooh, flip belt. Not heard of that one, Pete. I'll have a look. You don't have a bra either. It's a gross oversight. It is. Bras are very, very handy. And not necessarily for how you would intend. Let's have a look. Ooh, it's a thing, clearly. Let's have a look. Classic ones. You see, I wouldn't know about this, Pete. Running. This was the problem. Oh, a reflective stay safe thing. Excellent, Mike.
Gives me 10% off.
Oh, that's handy. I only put 6 in because that was what you had last time. It's up to you what you put in. Are there some of these for wrists as well? That'd be quite handy. Oh, good grief. Look at all that you can get in it. Oh, yes. This is definitely like a bra. If you always get a size too big, you can shove all of that in a bra and more besides. No, I had not seen that before. I will hold on to that. I will. Oh, yes. You know how we talk about children outwitting the adults in the old online education space? You need this one. The children were mortified, I think. No, I think the parents were probably more mortified than the children. Unbelievable. Oh, a tech belt could go well. Walking into Aldi with wires and things coming out and a mask on. Oh, I'll post bail for you, Jonathan. It'll be fine. Where did I go when I had wires sticking out the bag? I can't remember now, but I'd taken with me like a tech bag. And it was the bigger one that had like my laptop in. And then Chidge said, have you got that charging brick? I said, yeah. So I said, mine's plugged in. But this brick took more than one. And I actually had taken 3 6-foot cables. So I plugged another one in and threw it across the table to him. So there was more wires coming out of this bag. No, I didn't get arrested, but it was a close thing, probably. Oh, we have all seen the lawyer with the cat zoom filter. We all think he's fabulous. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, and young Jonathan made a point about people having parties in lockdown. Well, let me put it out to you. Do we all know what the latest figure is for having a party like that in terms of what you'll get fined? Because I thought it was quite significant. But according to this, hang on, that's the other fella. No, let me get this one in. A Devon man, we're hoping it's not Graham, had a party on. What the hell is going on with this? It's not copying. Come on, copy. Paste. Right. £1,000. I mean, for some people, they're that insane. It's worth it to have a party. Only 1.5 days. Don't remind me, Jonathan. I've got work to do. Have a good evening. And a good Thursday. Hopefully no more stupid ideas from the clients. Yes, £1,000 plus cost. But for, like I say, for some people, that's worthwhile. So do I presume, Pete, that you have one of these running device things and can highly recommend them? It'd be really handy, wouldn't it, for when I go out? Oh, yeah. I shall keep it on my wish list. Oh, now, see, that black one. The black one would be good. Now, that would work, the black one. because the black one would definitely look, good grief, look at the price, like a black belt in judo or something, and I could definitely do with that. I'd have no problems there then, would I? When it came to getting to the front of the queue for anything. I'm liking that idea very much. Let's see how that gets on. Anyway, what else has everybody been doing? They all asked about your Excel thing. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did.
Is the definition of a party a gathering of the same number of Boris's kids? If anybody knew how many kids Boris had, it could well be Pete. But even Boris doesn't know that.
Is there supposed to be free delivery?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
No, there was last time.
But there was last time, yeah. Because you put a code in, and that's why I said the code would be on your clipboard.
Right.
But he can't find the code on his clipboard.
Well, I found another code for 10% off.
That's almost the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not quite, about a pound off.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be more if you bought more.
Yeah.
If you stuck another three in, you'd be okay.
I'll just buy that lot.
Right, I'll leave you with it. The boss got a DUI. Oh, wow. That's not good, is it? What was he up to? Mischief, by the sound of it. I've been getting ready for Friday, and every time I think, right, that's the running order, somebody else releases something else. We're getting an overflow and a backlog of tech goodness, which I'm not sure is a good thing or not. I'd already decided on Affinity Designer this week, and there was this new feature, and I'm like, meh, whatever, meh. It was one of those features that I thought, well, you know, it can already do that, so why do we care? So I watched about 9 videos on it and I thought, yeah, meh, couldn't care less. And then I'm trying it and my mouse slipped. And it like went into reverse mode. And I thought, oh, it works backwards as well. Great. And then I thought, hang on a minute. You know, one of those minutes in the cartoon where it goes and you stop dead. I thought, just a minute. So I went off onto another file entirely, put some shapes on there, lined them all up, and then did this thing. And it was like, oh, my word. I don't think it's intended to be used that way. But I found the most amazing use for it. So it was definitely Affinity Designer on Friday. Oh, but now Devon Think to Go's out. And I thought, I can't possibly fit that in with the learning management system as well. So Devon Think's going to have to be bumped to another week. What is bad news with Devon Think is if you've got an iPad and you hadn't upgraded to the very last version of version 2, it's not in the App Store anymore. Now, I really don't see that they've gone wrong there. Because in the blurb, in the press release, they actually said they've released version 3 as a completely new app for people who want to stick with version 2, so they can do. Yes, I know, it's terrible, Lola, that's what I said. But when you come to upgrade version 2 to the very last version, it's not there, so you can't update. I think they've made a mistake. I think they'll have to reevaluate that. I think they've definitely made a mistake. What do you want? You have had everything in duplicate.
Settle down.
I don't want to settle down, Daddy. I want to be obnoxious and barky. Mummy has got...
She's been out.
4 biscuits.
She's toileted.
Yes, and she's had 2 dentist sticks. Clearly what she's after is a bone biscuit.
She had one of those earlier.
Lola, what's over this side? Head round this way. Come on. You're there, aren't you? There we go. Right. That's one end of a bone biscuit. Oh, Kim's computer started freezing when adding emails to Devon Think. That is not good. Is that the only symptom you've got, or have you got other symptoms? Is anything else weird happening? Because I know you've got problems with your hard drive. It could be trying to write to a bad sector or something. Alternatively, it could be anything, couldn't it? But if we could rule that one out, then you could start troubleshooting all of the other things it might be. Could be just something weird in the email. Which was that one that I had I caused complete havoc? OneNote. It was bizarre. I was working away in OneNote. This was when I was using OneNote. I'd moved from Evernote to OneNote. And I'd gone in there and I was just clipping things to it, making notes in there. It was absolutely fine. And then all of a sudden, it wouldn't open on my Mac. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? So I had a look at it. No matter what I did, it would not work. So I thought, well, I'll open it on Windows, I thought. It was fine on Windows. Nothing wrong with it at all. Mike, could you make that candle live before the person posts
I've
it again?
I've just done it.
Because they've posted it five times so far. They clearly can't read.
I've dealt with it.
We have a candle thing on the church website, you know, to say, light a candle for somebody. And it says at the top, please note these are processed manually. You might have to wait a couple of hours. And the woman's posted it five times so far. Obviously, posting it once is enough, Mike. Crying out loud. Indeed, Paul, a Devon Think update. So I opened it on Windows and it was absolutely fine. So I thought, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with the data then. But what had happened was using the clipper, which could happen in any application, however I'd clipped it, and I didn't actually know what it was, but something that I'd clipped had a character in it or some kind of content that the Mac did not like. And the Mac refused to open it. So the only option was to delete the offending content. But I didn't know what it was. And while I did have access to Windows to troubleshoot it, many people who would have been using OneNote wouldn't have had. So I have no option but to go back and start working through it one article at a time. And literally, like, if I deleted an article and then tried opening it on the Mac, and if it wouldn't open, then it wasn't that one. So I put that one back and then moved on to the next one. That was when I decided I was leaving OneNote. The one advantage of it was there is an app that is compatible with OneNote and will let you have local notebooks, which some people want. OneNote on the Mac only works with iCloud, OneDrive hosted stuff. But the other application will work locally and it will work with .one files, which are OneNote files. And that is an application called Outline, which is a stupid name because it's a notebook. It doesn't do outlines. So to call it Outline was a bit ridiculous. But it would open this file that was corrupt. And the laugh of it was the file that was corrupt was the MapBytes file. So pretty critical to our workflow that was. Took me ages to find out which one it was. What mischief is she up to? Oh, she's now being petted on her side and rubbed and everything. Honestly, would that I got that much attention? Shall I get down on the floor, Mike? Paul doesn't like OneNote. I moved to it. I'm trying to think when now. Where are we now? 2021. Probably 2016, 17, maybe. I could probably tell by what notes are in there. I stuck with Evernote for the mission critical stuff until I was sure that the OneNote version on the Mac was pretty decent. Let's have a look here. 2016, by the look of it. Although I do have stuff going back to 2015 here. Hang on. Yeah, 20, maybe 2014, 15, something like that. And it was way better than Evernote for what I needed. The Mac version was fairly basic, but obviously with having a VM, I did have access to the Windows one for all the maintenance and backing up and stuff. They've not really in all that time, I mean, it must have been out for the Mac at least 5-6 years. They've not really ported over that much. But for what I wanted, it was great. But then, of course, you know, this where it mucked up, not good. But luckily, as I'm thinking, like, what do I do with this? Because it was a case of, like, do you want to go back to Evernote? And the answer to that was no. Because I like the physicality of OneNote, the fact that it's separate notebooks and you don't have to have them open and all of the rest of it. Notion came along, so I took the decision to go to Notion. But just one of those things that was just corrupt. And it was like it was whatever it was. And I don't know to this day what the character was, but it had clipped it via the cloud to my OneNote notebook. And the Mac choked on it and wouldn't open it. I mean, that's bad programming. That's like, there's an app that I've got that is promising that we're going to be able to right click on some content, like a list of content, and save it out to individual files. And my first thought was, in the naming in this list, I have characters that would be illegal in file names. Normally on a Mac, it gets automatically changed, converted to something comparable. But I'm thinking, if they don't catch this, you know, there could be error messages with this. But we'll just have to see with that one. But no, in the end, I moved from OneNote. The majority of it was fine, but I needed something like, not really a journal, like a management system for everything that I did. And there was a lot of templates around, and I got this really good template. And logically, when you looked at it, logically, the template should work. Everything was, you drilled down and it was perfectly logical until you started using it. And then it was like, I've got to drill down, then I've got to go back up, then I've got to drill down again. And in use, it wasn't fit for purpose. But logically, you would look at it and you would think it will be absolutely fine. It's perfectly designed. And that it might have been, but it didn't work in practice. So I left it alone. The search isn't brilliant. It brings back too much. Oh, she wants to sit with Mummy now. She's seen you with that. Come on, be a good girl and settle down. This was what she was like last night. She has a hyper hour between 7 and 8. And at 8 o'clock, put her head down, nodded straight off. So if you were with us last night, you'll notice I was turning around and making sure she was okay. Because there's a lot of cables in here and I don't want her gnawing on them. She was chewing on something and I had no idea what it was. Luckily, it wasn't a cable. Oh, you're a menace. It's the only thing you can use at work. Ooh, that's not great then, is it? It's weird. It's a weird one. Like, to me, it's a notebook and I know it's digital, but this limitless canvas that people get really excited about with it, where you don't have to worry about, you know, turning over to a new page. I'm like, but I might want to print this and create a PDF and then I'm going to need it paginated. So can you please show me the pages? Really weird. What's the consensus on the Dev and Think update? Definitely update it. If you've got the old one, then you can use it free till I think it's June, July. But given the fact that there's a 50% off lifetime deal with it, I would just go for it. Just go for it. There's no point in thinking, I like the one that I've got and I'm going to stick with that, because at some point it will stop working. Like, you already can't download the latest update. So go for it. Go for it. It'll be fine.
That's what I need.
What do you need?
Slattery's has launched a new takeaway chocolate platter in response to the third lockdown.
I dread to think how much that is. Oh, do you remember young Jonathan and his Christmas gift to us from Hotel Chocolate? I've not heard of Hotel Chocolate before. Let me find it. It's an absolutely hysterical story. Right, there it is. Hotel, it's probably chocolat, to be honest, but we'll say chocolate. Right, this is it. Jonathan sent us an almighty sized box from there. It was, I think it's that one. Probably that one in the middle, I would have thought. But that wasn't the issue. Oh, no, no. This was to do with some government body or other being caught with their hand in their pocket, placing an order. The UK ICO. What's the ICO? Oh, crying out loud. I've got the story and now it won't let me read it because there's an ad blocker. Who will let me read it? Oh, the Mirror will. They don't care. Let's have a look, see what it says. Right, who? What is the ICO? The Information Commissioner's Office. There you go. The Information Commissioner's Office. Awesome. Right, well, they spent 6,200 and something pounds at Hotel Chocolat. Really? I hope it was bonuses for people. Absolute classic. That's where the government money's going. There you go. £6,248.40. Yikes. Mind you, look at this. 147-piece collection of solid and filled chocolates and biscuits called the Signature Cabinet. £170. However, from personal experience, I can tell you they are rather nice. Rather nice. But that is... the fact that that has come out, that is bad news, isn't it? Why do they have to give Christmas gifts to anybody? I mean, it could have been for the staff. I don't know. It's corporate charge payments. Hmm. So what do the NHS do, Pete? I trust that they're spending like 60 grand on chocolate for you all. It doesn't actually say, does it? It was discovered after a freedom of information. I can see what you're doing down there. She's going for that towel again, Mike. God, she's frisky tonight. Aren't you? No, Mummy, I'm being good. A corporate credit card are used for adverts, job listings and web design. So we've got all of that. Oh, yes, you do, don't you, Pete? You get clapped once in a while. Yeah. there was something about, wasn't it car park charges? I mean, the fact that you have to pay to park at work is nothing short of obscene to start with. I often look round Withenshaw Hospital, which is our nearest. We had to visit Dad a lot in there. It is the weirdest place to get to. There's two ways to get to it. One is via like a main road, but for about 5 years, this main road had roadworks on it because they were building the tram system. And obviously you can imagine that that took time. So this main road, while it was a main road, it was like down to one lane. And you've got ambulances screaming up there, trying to get down this one lane. And there's nowhere for the other traffic to go. The other way you can get to it is this weird thing I talked about the other night, Dobbinette's Lane. The one I was doing 70 to try and get Mum there in time. I mean, he was going to be no more dead, but that wasn't the point. She needed to be there at 9 o'clock. And that's very, very, very rural. So I can imagine for ambulances, it must be awful because it's windy. It's narrow and it's windy. So they couldn't really put their foot down without, you know, affecting the patients in the back. Really, really bad news. But when you get there, because it's so isolated, there's a lot of fields around it and there's a lot of car parks. But the car parks aren't like multi-level. And I'm thinking, why don't they just build an almighty multi-level car park and be done for with it? Instead of which, they have the staff park miles away, which means, you know, if they want the staff parking, of which there isn't much and it's subsidised, it's a longer walk. How are nurses supposed to do that? In fact, how is any staff supposed to do that? When, you know, you finish a night shift and you come out and you've got a 3/4 mile walk to your car in the pitch black. It's ridiculous. And surely they could make money from that. OK, it would cost something to build it. But you're already charging obscene prices. Remember when you went in overnight and we couldn't get out? The parking meter wouldn't take any money. So we got this ticket, put the ticket in, but it wouldn't actually take any money. And then we had to walk, like, again, 0.5 mile to the next one, where Mike had just come out with the remnants of a kidney stone. So he was doubled over. Utterly ridiculous. You should get free parking. Absolutely. That's one of Kim's biggest pet peeves. Government not spending our money in a good manner. We have that all the time here. That the garbage they waste money on is obscene. And how much MPs can claim back for things like the Duck House is obscene. And although we all know about it, what can you do? You know, the shock factor of it has gone. So no one's actually doing anything about it. It's appalling. Hello, Tracy. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Have you done the deed yet, Tracy? Have you got the Devonthink thing sorted out? I've been deep in Affinity. But I will get round to that at some point. I think I've got 9 mails about that candle now. Right, it's gone. I'm trusting you that it's all dealt with.
I've dealt
and
with
be it. Done with it. Some people cannot read. Yes, the upshot was there's a new version of Devonthink on the Mac, which is going to link to Devonthink to Go 3's new sync system, which is CloudKit based. So technically speaking, it should be a whole lot better. What I was actually looking forward to was the Markdown thing, because probably about 2 years ago, I decided I needed to have one way of doing stuff. So one way to capture web pages, to capture text, to make notes. And I thought it would be great if that was Devonthink, because Devonthink can handle PDFs and it would synchronize. And there was an iOS thing. So I thought Devonthink. And the thing that it stumbled on was Markdown. It did support it, but it not well. I mean, not in terms of it didn't show like headings. It was fine in that regard. But how it worked on iOS and how it worked on the desktop were completely different. And I thought, this isn't a simple matter of, you know, take a note, type, 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 and you're done, like drafts would be. So I thought, no, the Markdown's not up to it. And it was for that reason that I had to give it up. So I ended up with an entirely different system. But one of the things that they've done here is they've beefed up the Markdown to the point that it now supports Critic Markdown, which is for when you're reviewing a document. And also, you can create diagrams with Mermaid, which looks like an interesting thing to try, doesn't it? You do need LCAP or later. Price-wise, though, I think it's okay. I will pay that for it. The last version came with an in-app purchase, and they've actually not said about that at the moment. Whether that carries over, we need to make it again. I don't know. So I'll have to investigate that. Oh, Anthony's got a £70 car park fine today from the local hospital. Well, nurses is going to sort it out for it. That's awful. I mean, I know people go visit people who are in hospital, but they need parking as well. But, you know, The way the hospital is where we are, I don't know how it is for you, but as I've just said, it's in the middle of nowhere. No one is parking there and going shopping at the Trafford Centre, because they'd have like a 10-mile walk. It's literally the car parking is for the hospital. So I can understand them putting some kind of charge, if only to stop people parking there all day. But beyond that, why do you need to do that? That's disgusting. It's disgusting. Random question. Do you know of any programs where if you input a couple of colours, it will create a palette of complementary colours? When you say input a couple of colours, do you mean hex codes or something like that? There's a few that can do that. Both online, I think. One is... Now, it used to be Adobe Cooler, which was cool. It's now Adobe Color, I think. Leave her. She's fine. Clearly it's not called that anymore. Okay, maybe it is color.adobe.com. That looks much better. There you go. That's totally free to use. There's one. Tracy spotted the bra thing. Yeah, what you should be able to do with that one, Pete, it does all kinds of things. But complementary is the fourth option down on the left. So, for instance, if you put in some kind of random hex code in the first one and you choose the fourth one, it will give you complementary and what would they call them? Shades, maybe. But it definitely does complementary and split complementary. So colours that work well together. And double split complementary. There you go. So that one does all of those. The other one, I think there's a lot of ads on the other one, but it does work quite well. Which, now I can never, I think there's a U in this one. Which is weird in itself because most of them are American. Better make sure I go to the right site before I post it. Because it could be like a porn site or something, couldn't it now? Maybe there isn't a U in it. It didn't like that. Let's try it without. Okay. Might not even be .com. I have no idea. Right. Agree. How ludicrous is that? I knew there was a U in it. The site is called colourlovers.com. Oh, there is a U in it. How bizarre. When I went to it directly, it didn't work. Right, there's a lot of ads on here, but it's a very good site. If you can wade your way through the ads. You can get colour palettes from other people there, and you can also edit them and create your own if you want. So there's two. A good thing to have on your phone, which is completely free. You might need an Adobe ID, but it is free. You don't need to pay for anything for it, is Capture. Adobe Capture, which has a black icon and a CA on it. What that will enable you to do, let me take a picky here. Let's get some of the dog's bones out on the desk for some colour. There we go. Right. Oh, hang on, that didn't take. Let's take another one. Okay. So I've taken a photograph. And it will pick out the palette from the photograph. So if you've got the colours on a screen in like squares, all you would need to do is point your phone at the screen and tap take a picture, and it will give you a colour palette with complementary things in it. The first one is the swatches it's found. The second one is harmonies. And the third one actually shows you the image. So you could, if like four out of five are great, but the other one isn't, then you can just move the colour peg around. It's awesome. Right, I'll take a screenshot of that and ping it up to Cloud App, and you'll get the idea of what I mean. So let's get that up to Cloud App. Do not tell me to log in again, because I literally only logged in like days ago. Right, it does the swine. It's taking forever, which means it's not going to do it. You absolute swine of an app. That's, where have you gone? Where have you gone? Do you know, it would be the perfect app if it didn't want me to log in every 5 minutes. Yeah, there you go. Would you like to create an account? No, because I've already got one. The one I logged into like 2 days ago. That one. Then you've got to go and find your passwords. Then you've got to do the master password thing. Then you've got to do the face ID. By the time I've logged in, I've lost the will to live. What's the point in having a send to thing if as soon as you send something to it, it logs out? Useless. Right, I will upload that. That will now work now I've logged in. There we go. Which means I will get the link over here and you can see the dog's biscuits. Oh, the excitement. She'd be excited. You guys probably left, so there you go. Right, that is showing you. What I did was I literally pointed the camera at the desk. You can see the plastic bag in the top left and then the bones on the desk, the lid of my water bottle. And it, through its own intelligence, it picked different colours from that image, from that still image. But because they've got like white circles on them, they're actually editable points. So I could move them around. So I could move like one off that red bone to maybe the desktop or something else. And it would then rejig the colours. And that's taking it from a photograph. It will then create in your Adobe account. Don't panic. Don't hyperventilate. It's free. It will then create an Adobe Swatch Exchange file, an ASE. And you can download those and just load them into Affinity. Any app, publisher, designer, photo, doesn't matter, any app, and use the palette. And then you can use the features in that application to make a variation of the palette or whatever. And it's totally free, Pete. So there's two online and that application that goes on your phone or your iPad. Right, let's see if we can find Adobe Capture. No, not Captivate, Capture. Oh, I'd forgotten all the other things it did. It used to be called Cooler with a K. But they then merged it with other applications that they had, like the ability to take a photo and turn it into a vector. And all of that functionality is available in Capture. As far as I know, it is free to use with an Adobe account. So that's the place to go have a look at all it can do. Adobe Capture. There we go. Yeah, they merged. There was a vector app that I used to love. I remember taking pictures of like leaves and you could turn them into a vector and then turn it into a vector brush. It was very, very clever considering, you know, it was totally free. So you can see it on the left hand side of the Capture in Action is shapes. So from hand drawn shapes to high contrast photos, you can turn any image into a clean vector shape. Very, very clever. But for the colour part of it, that's what I would use. I've like literally, it was a while ago, but I remember like taking a photograph at night and comparing the image, the colours, and then adding it into day one as like colour palette of the day. Oh no, sad. Sad, I know. But it does work very, very well. If you've got like a photograph and you would like the photos, or to create a palette from it, that's one good option. There used to be the most fabulous app, but that's long gone. What was that app called? Colour
Schema Studio.
Colour Schema Studio. Oh, it was fabulous. It was wonderful. I think it is dead, but let's just see how dead. Is the website there anymore? Colour Schema Studio 2 for Windows. Through gritted teeth. Really? There's a Windows version and no Mac version? I am not sure that is at all the same one. That does not look like that. You could possibly still download it. I had it installed on one of the machines that went bye-bye not long ago. What I will say is, it probably won't work because it needed to link in with the system quite a lot to work well. And it broke with, I think it was LCAP. But that was great. That was one of the best. You could put in a couple of colours exactly like you're saying, and it would then create any kind of colour palette you wanted. It did do the thing of extracting them from an image. Oh, it was just brilliant. It was brilliant. Everybody used that and then it died a death. Now, what was the one that I had? There is a couple in the App Store, but they're not as fully featured. They're not that expensive, under $10. Got to think of Mrs. Pete, haven't we? How do you get the Capture into Affinity? The Capture of what, Kim? If it's the colour palette, then you would save it as an ASE, an Adobe Swatch file. The other ones, they'd be in your account. So you could do with saving them as SVGs or EPSs, one or the other. And then they could be opened natively in any of the Affinity applications. Right, let's try colour palette in here. See, most of them, unfortunately, went subscription. I blame Apple for this. I've got one and there's a long, hideous story behind it. But short version is it went subscription. There's one that's not, but then that's £20. I would still probably look at that. Thing is, they're kind of like, these applications are like small applications that a developer builds to help themselves. And then they all seem to go the same way. They all seem to just die. And as I'm saying, there's one there that looks very, very similar to Colour Schema Studio. That says in-app purchase. That looks virtually identical. Honest to God, it does. Right, let's have a look. In-app purchase, yes. Well, that's not bad, actually. That's £5. This one is probably the nearest that I've seen, which is called Pastel. So let's put that in there. Pastel. I can hear you grumbling, lady. Right, let's put that code in somewhere and see what it looks like. a gold colour. Come on, Affinity. Excellent. Right, let's get a swatch. And let's put it in. Now, I don't want a tiny thing. We want a big thing. Lola, you're leaning on my chair. Right, hex code. It's going in now, Pete. Yeah, it's like it gold, yeah. Not really yellow, is it? Not really orangey. Just perfect gold, I'd say that is. So you're looking for complementary colours from that. Is that the issue?
Do you want to go back in the garden?
Yes, I do, Daddy.
Come on.
Got Daddy on a piece of string tonight. Quite happy about
she's
it.
She's got one brewing.
Probably. Where's she disappeared to? Now she's off. She's beating you. She's driving him mad. This is because he had the temerity to be with her. For he was in the office with me for 4 days solid while we were doing this Excel thing. And Lola was like, let me in, I'm coming in. And she's got her own spot behind my chair. And she's quite happy there. So for 4 days, she's had the two of us in the same place. Normally what she does is sit outside my office door, which is right next to the studio door. So she barricades the two of us in together. But she's perturbed that she's quite happy in the office. But Daddy's now gone in the studio today and she's hardly seen him. So she's going to lead him a dog's life. There you go, she's barking now. Yes, I like that colour. I figured you'd have a dark blue as well. Blue goes very, very well with it. Not a great code for a horse rescue charity. Well, no, more of a... what would you say with that one? It actually reminds me of some wallpaper, some paint that my aunt had. Oh, what was that called? Sand gold. Sand gold it was called. And it was really in the 70s and she was still putting it on the wall in the noughties. It was just something that she liked. Right, let's put that one next to it and put the blue one in. Now, I like the blue and I don't think it doesn't go with the gold. I think it does quite go with the gold. I guess it depends what kind of look you're looking for. Is it a fun thing? Is it something that needs to be quite corporate or financial? Because that's like maroon and purple. Depends exactly what it is. You have those colours from their website and you're trying to surprise Mrs. Pete with a letterhead for a report she's writing that matches the branding. Right, let's have a look. Have a look at this. Right, I'm going to try that one next. Have you got access to the artwork from the top as a vector? That would work nicely centred, that, on a letterhead. Woody's the star of the show, is he? Look at their faces. So, so cool. Oh, look at that white one. Oh, he's died. Largo. Largo. Cute face. The place looks lovely. Pictures are gorgeous. So I presume they have visitors usually because it says it's closed to the public at the moment. Where were you intending to put the gold? Because the logo is actually the dark blue and the light blue. So where were you intending to put the gold on the letterhead? So you've got white, that's the light blue, I presume, and then the gold. Yep, I've got them all. I can't wait to see it, Pete. It'll be great. I do think the letterhead would probably be good having the gold on it because the blue on its own could look quite cold. But it'd have to be put on in such a way that it didn't distract from the blue. Maybe a stripe. I've heard of a donkey sanctuary in Devon. I don't know if it's the same one, Tracy, but is that the one that John Nettles is a patron of? Because he lives down that way. and his wife wanted to rescue a donkey, and before he knew it, he had one in the garden. And he became a patron of the place. It was on a TV programme not long ago. Probably still on YouTube, that. I'm sure it'd be YouTube. I would have seen it. Let's have a look. I'm sure if I put John Nettle's donkey. Oh, the things I end up doing. There you go, Donkey Sanctuary. I'm sure that was down. That's the one I saw. It was from 2014. Oh, and there's a load more there. That one was just like an interview. Does it tell you where the Donkey Sanctuary is? So it's all about John Nettles. Oh, no, actually, there's a whole thing there, but it's all about John Nettles. What the heck is going on here? Oh, it's not letting me zoom in and out. Is it St Austell? Could it be down St Austell? I'll send you the link, because you can see the donkeys. And I'm sure it's down there somewhere. Is it the same one? I would expect it was, but I don't know. Right, Pete was thinking of having a dark blue sidebar with the logo in the top left and then a photo of Emma in the top left, and then sort out the typography. Yeah, that sounds like that would work. I think the gold is to warm it up a bit. But this is for a report, you say. Is it a letterhead you want, or a report cover? Let me have a look. A letterhead for a report. That would probably work. Don't forget, let me see where we could get some of those. Right. I've used a couple of these. What? So you're doing this in Affinity Photo Designer, one or the other? Where was that one? Let me have a look here. There are places that you can go like this that might just give you some inspiration. You could actually use one of the free ones, or you could use it as just inspiration. And you might get some ideas off there. They're all a bit plain, the other ones. But that one's got some information on it, so it's worth looking at. If it's page-based, I would probably do it in Publisher. If there's a lot of design work, I might then switch to Designer for the tools. But it's always worth starting in Publisher, because you can use the studio link and go to the others. So there's that one as well, something like that. No, it's not the same one. Oh, dear. I will have a look at that. I knew that he did that based on that interview that I saw, but I had no idea whether there's more than one or not, or whether it's part of the same group or not. They've got that gold colour as well, haven't they, the Donkey Sanctuary? Love the logo, like a heart. That is so cute. I will have a read of that later. Oh, your mum was a patron. Very, very cool. Donkeys seem to be one of the things that you do get a lot of support groups for, but I guess it's because it's very difficult, isn't it, with a donkey? Trying to find a home for a dog or a cat is one thing, but a donkey, that's got to be tough. Not everybody's got a garden the size that John Nettles has. And they're all closed as well. Again, that must be costing them an absolute fortune. But as there seems to be a lot of these things. So I can't wait to see it, Pete. We should have it. You should do a star turn of your design. There's an idea. So tomorrow, the eve of Two Show Friday. Honestly, no wonder it's coming round so fast. It's going to be a year in just a few weeks. Can you believe that? I literally can't. I remember it starting, and I remember Mike and I in the summer saying, like, you know, in August, the beginning of August anyway, end of July, beginning of August, oh, well, it'll all be all right by September. And there was like, oh, there'll be this second wave. And you're thinking, well, people aren't stupid. I have learned. Number one thing I have learned since then, people are completely stupid. And once you know that, well, everything else just falls into place. I'm still awaiting the invitation. Boris has said, is it one in four's being vaccinated? So I'm clearly in the 75% who haven't. And I'm still miles and miles away. So by then, I'm hoping that AstraZeneca have sorted out the vaccine. So it might actually work. What we do have going on up here, which I'm leaving well alone because it's not in our postcode, is surge testing, whatever that is. It's happening in a range of postcodes, the nearest to us, because obviously M1 is the centre of Manchester where Johnny is. So that's M1. I think the next one was M8, and the one nearest to us is M16. And for reference as to how far M16 is from M33, Manchester United are in M16. They are M16 ORA. So it's alarmingly close, about 8 miles. And what they're doing is that kind of, we'll drop you off a test you can do yourself and we pick it up this afternoon thing. Like they're doing, the nearest one to us that was doing that was Preston. It was Southport, I think. But it's getting closer. Do you know, it seems to me, given the area they've picked, which is Hume and Moss Side, if you've never heard of Hume and Moss Side, it's like the rough end of town. They've picked this area and there's like in the local paper, there's like a line drawn around it. And they're dropping off these tests. And I said to Mike, just imagine that they're actually dropping off DNA tests. They could round up every criminal in Manchester. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Just in case. Oh, I felt like 6 months ago. Oh, Kim, it's very close to your year, isn't it? Isn't your year on the 1st of March? You were way ahead of us. Pete occasionally describes his job as lifeguarding the shallow end of the gene pool. Pete, perfect. Absolutely perfect. They are beginning to test the sewage for areas of COVID increase. I think they did that a while ago here, but they're not actually like really pushing, giving you the results. They're just using it to work out where to test. Ah, yes, Simon, there is a real mixture of human failings contributing stupid, selfish, short-term thinking and greed. But then again, there's some amazing stuff happening too. There is. The thing that gets me, the one that pushes all of my buttons. And Laura Kunzberg asked Boris today, and I thought, really? Do you not have more important questions to ask the Prime Minister about the global pandemic? No. Her question was, when can people book a holiday? And I'm like, yeah, because that's like the most important thing right now, isn't it? Never mind that Aunt Maud's just dropped dead. When can I book my jollies? That does push all my buttons. Does it matter if we don't have a holiday for 5 years? You can stay in this country and you can have a little picnic at home and save lives while you're doing it. And then when it's all sorted, go where you like and preferably don't come back. So if somebody could take Laura Kunzberg off our hands, I would be immensely grateful. If I have to see her face once more. I didn't think she could get any worse than the Brexit thing. She was such a stirrer with the Brexit thing, but this is worse. Oh, I did not know she'd got caught on a hot mic, taking the mickey out of him when he didn't answer the question. Oh, because she was Boris's favourite. She was always the one that was seen with him, you know, like going around with him, like when he stood at the election and stuff. Absolutely glued to his side. So fingers crossed that does make a difference. Yes, let's have. She asked a question. You know when he said, "I'm not answering that question about Dominic Cummings," and she asked another one, and she basically got pulled off. I think it was about 2-3 weeks before she was back there. I had high hopes then, but she was back. I am seriously hoping that is a link to the video, Pete. In which case, I'm going to enjoy that. 2nd of March will be a year. Right, okay then. Oh, Tracy's Swiss Italian great great grandparents had an ice cream parlour in Moss Side. Oh, wow. We know a couple of Italian families that have still got ice cream parlours there. I'll have to get Mike to dig the names out. I can't remember. Savory was one. I can't remember the other. Oh, they may be in the Catanians. They are in, I think they're in the crew circle. But don't quote me. Again, don't quote me. Sivori was one name and I can't remember the other. But no, it wasn't that one, Tracy. No. But do you know, they probably do all know each other. They all do seem to know each other. Because we had, in our year, we had an ice cream, a gourmet ice cream picnic. And we went to one of them. It was boiling hot that day. Ice cream dripping all over. But it was good stuff. It was nice. The sewerage test is to give an idea of disease burden in the community, but not individual infections. Proves the point, though, doesn't it, Pete? If you leave it unattended, the government will have it. No matter what it is. Oh, this is why people who are of the tin hat wearing brigade have bottles of their own urine at home because they're worried about the government getting hold of it. They'll now be burying it in the garden. Honest to God, I swear they will. Oh dear, oh dear. Right, I'm going to go and have a look at that video now. Madam's back for the 50th time with Mike. But I will say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.